We're going to keep rolling with the how do I's, so let's continue with how do I edit a mistake. Please refer to the FAQs found on the Operations US Verify page of Connect for steps on how to handle these scenarios. This is an important note. If the name, social security number, or date of birth is the error, then you will need to reassign any of the forms that have the incorrect information on them for the employee to redo with the correct information. What if the employee updated his or her citizenship status since the I-9 form was completed? Please submit an e-service request to US Verify area of e-service. Include the employee's full name and social security number. Ask for a new I-9 to be added to the record without e-verify. Include a reason which is, employee updated his or her citizenship status since the I-9 form was completed. Important note, if you do not see the ID in the drop-down menu, then question your employee to make sure that all documentation in Section 1 of the I-9 is correct, since the IDs are driven by the citizenship status. How do I avoid duplicate employee records? Multiple records in US Verify are not preferred. The key is to search for any existing employee record in US Verify before assigning forms, especially if there's an existing CM record. You can do this by clicking Search from the main menu, and then All Location Search. Enter information on the employee that will allow you to find the record if one already exists. Step-by-step instructions with screenshots can be found in the US Verify User Guide, found on the AU Learn Center. If nothing comes up in your search, then you would create a new record to assign the forms. If you do end up creating a duplicate record, then submit an e-service request to the US Verify area of e-service and ask for the records to be merged.